we're definitely seeing market reaction to the Fed chair's latest comments, which lean more to the hawkish side. As he said, the Fed could hike by more than 25 basis points at each meeting if needed. The net result is a U.S. dollar back in demand across the board and some downside pressure in U.S. equity futures. The yen has extended its massive decline as a consequence, with dollar yen finally pushing up through that major psychological barrier at 120. At this point, we do think the dollar yen move has run its course over the short term at a minimum, with technical studies through the roof and the market screaming out for a correction. Now that 120 has been taken out, there could be little excuse to want to drive the market higher over the coming session, leaving the balance of risk to the downside. We think this could play out on the fundamental side if we see renewed downside pressure on stocks. Key standouts on today's calendar include the Eurozone current account and construction output, UK CBI industrial trends, Canada producer prices, an ECB Lagarde speech, and US Richmond Fed manufacturing. That's all for now.